Welcome to Swine Time Podcast here in Pipestone, Minnesota. I'm your host, Spencer Wayne, one of the staff vets here, and I have the great pleasure of interviewing some different folks over time. Today I've got with me Mr. Jim Marzoff. Did I say that right,
Jim? You did, Jim Marzoff.
Yep. Marzoff. Don't pronounce the L.
Yeah, the L is kind of silent, so.
Okay. Jim Marzoff. I'll tell you what I know about Jim, and then Jim can correct me. Jim, you are, I don't know what you, professionally what you've done previously, you can tell us, but I know you're from Mankato now, yes. Or just north of Mankato, and you've joined our team to basically push us to hopefully higher levels of excellence and our producers to higher levels of excellence. And I'll let you maybe tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into the topic of today's podcast.
Well, great. Appreciate that, Spencer. My background, so I started with Pipestone in October. And prior to Pipestone, I worked for 11 years for Clifton Larson Allen, otherwise known as CLA. And CLA is the eighth largest accounting firm in the country.
Oh, okay.
And has a strong concentration in agribusiness. So I was responsible for Southern Minnesota's outsource services program and had about 25 staff. And we provided everything from payroll services to outsourced CFO services and everything in between. I like to explain it to people that it was everything that wasn't assurance, so like audits and reviews, and wasn't tax, so it was everything else. So uniquely qualified, I think, for the role that I'm serving here, which is Vice President of Business Services.
Yeah, very much so. So what you just described to me sounds like a hired gun accountant, kind of like, you know, we need sophistication. We can't hire our own accountant. This person can come in, carries a lot of sophistication with them, technical skills, abilities, can come in and provide that at my small business. Is that be fair to say?
That's spot on, because most folks don't need a full-time controller or CFO or even an experienced staff accountant. They need some component of that. Might be a part-time basis or infrequently, but at least they have the option to, or the ability to employ those skills and capabilities without paying the full price for it.
Okay. So, well, good. So that leads us to why you're here today and probably why you would be a great fit for our company and what we want to do next. If I'm going to kind of lay out what I would say I see just working with different farmers, my clients and folks within our system and our customer base and our client base would be this. At least our system members, the people that are Pipestone system shareholders, when they bought into that, to their sow unit, they immediately gained access to a large production system. So when they get their pigs, they get weaned pigs that are coming from a large production system that can function like a large system. So they get their pigs produced in a large system way with that, those efficiencies and that sophistication. Furthermore, they have access to buying animal health at in the manner that a large system would buy animal health products. They get best pricing. So then beyond that, though, as their home operation exists and functions and grows, you know, their own accounting was their own accounting, and their own business function was what they did. We really didn't have any direct influence on that other than access to it as a friend or a consultant or somebody off to the side looking at it. But I would say, and I think it's fair to say, a lot of folks operate at a fairly low sophistication level. They might have receipts in a shoebox. They might have activity for accounting that exists once a month, once every several months maybe. Probably lots of questions. And then probably lots of things that get, balls that get dropped, I guess is the best way to say it, in that type of a setting. So people that are part of a large system but don't in their own operations necessarily operate with a super high level of sophistication. Which is why I would, if I said that accurately, and I think that's kind of accurate, why you are here and the things you might offer. So I'll shut up now and why don't you tell us a little bit about something that you've got or a program that you've developed here.
Sure. Yeah, it's so business services consists of really four elements. The first element is what we call farm biz. So think of this as the, I'm going to say the farm family of services. Farm biz is really our advisory service where we come alongside of you. We might be serve on your board of directors or serve as a key advisor and work with you periodically throughout the year, maybe three or four times throughout the year, meet with you to really focus on, I'm going to say, business strategy.
Just high-level stuff.
High-level stuff, right? Are we doing the right things? Are we integrating in the right places? Are we, are we managing our financials appropriately? And just coming an outside view of how you're doing business. The second element of farm biz or of business services is farm books. And so we have created a platform that, to your point about sophistication, is much more sophisticated accounting platform than most people will develop on their own.
And just to stop you there, correct me if I'm wrong on this, I know we spent decades trimming down our chart of accounts here, what we categorize things at to function smoothly, so when we report to the shareholder groups, it's always in a very consistent way that is practical. And so is it basically taking that exact same type of chart of accounts or it's a method or a system? Is that part of it?
It's similar. Yeah, Spencer, it's similar. Because we know, we're calling this the farm family of services, not the pork family or the hog family of services, because we know that all of these shareholders in the system also have crop production, or they might have beef production. So we need to be able to bring an answer, a solution, that is not just pork, right? So what we've developed from the accounting side is very similar to what you're talking about. It's going to be very standardized. The approach is very standardized. We've developed standard operating procedures to say, we want you to account for these things this way. And we'll give you the chart of accounts. We'll give you the software. We'll provide some instruction and support. And then ideally, we have a whole cohort of folks who are keeping books on the same way, and then eventually we can start to benchmark performance.
Yeah, that was my next question, was benchmarking. Mm-hmm. And I was just thought of something as you're describing that. Farmers that have a lender right now they work with and may seek to expand or change their business somehow or do something different are going to need to have confidence from the lender in what's going on. Is this, maybe I'm off track, is this helpful for that? Because it would also make it much more, sophisticated or professional or standardized amongst what might be recognized by the industry as this is industry standard sets of data, of financial data. Is
I
that
think
accurate?
That's very well explained. Professional, consistent, timely, standardized are all words that we're really striving for to make sure that what we deliver is useful.
Okay.
Right? And when the consumers of the information, whether that's the farm or the lender or outside stakeholders, when those folks see it, they know what they're getting, which is not any different than what's happening in the system. When shareholders see financials out of the system, they know exactly what they're looking at. They see it. It's regular, happens frequently. It's the same format. They know what to expect.
Yeah, and I don't get into it a lot, but when I am working with a group that doesn't use our system or a farmer with his own data, a lot of times there's no data there to begin with, no financial stuff that's summarized, or it's summarized in a way where you've got to do a lot of mechanics to break it back down to a per pig basis these are lumped together, let's split them out, these two categories. And it is a little frustrating. It makes you recognize and realize just there's a huge variation in how farmers look at their data, and then you're trying to make apples to apples, like, well, yeah, your category includes two things and ours has three separate, and then you got to lump it together and try to make best guesses as to if they're in or out of line.
Well, and the other piece of that, from a finance, not to dwell too much on the financial element, but the other piece of that is most farmers are really focused on cash basis accounting because they are cash basis taxpayers. We are really focusing on accrual basis financials and getting you back to a tax cash tax answer, okay? So that it's the system serves both roles, and ultimately we can get you some management information that is going to help you manage your business through highs and lows, let you expand, let you go through succession events with good information.
Okay, good. All right, keep going. Farm biz, okay. Farm books.
Next one is farm team. We've heard from our shareholders that that farm labor is a little bit difficult to come by. And we looked internally and said, you know what, we're actually pretty good at finding farm labor for all these sow farms that we manage. We've done a pretty good job. is there a way that we can leverage that capability and our HR expertise and go find that for our shareholders as well, so they can actually employ GrowFinish employees that we provide the training for, we source them, and then we place them on a farm, and away they go. So that
they're kind of subcontracted out. Essentially, they were found by us, technically paid by us through our employment company.
Technically paid by us,
but report to the farmer.
But report to the farmer. You got it.
Okay, so you got that. I would say that, for me, is the biggest of the three things you mentioned so far, at least is the most vocally demonstrated pain. You know, when you're with a farmer, it's not, I need a business consultant, although that may be something they would want. It's not that my accounting is difficult to use sometimes. It's that I don't have somebody that shows up to the farm. By far the biggest part. I've seen farmers that basically shut their business down. It's like, I'd keep it going. I would continue this, but I can't find somebody to do this job.
Right.
And so literally I've shut their business down, you know, that part of their business, because nobody's here to do the work.
It's difficult. And I think our solution is just starting. I think we have 8 employees placed right now, and lots of requests for additional from other farms. So,
and that's, you know, people have needs on sow farms if they're not a system sow farm. Like, I got a client with the sow farm, is looking for a guy. Well, that's a sow farm. Are these people you're talking about that we would find and place and support, they're all, is it GrowFinish oriented, or is this sow farm oriented, or either, or how would you describe that?
I would describe it as mostly GrowFinish oriented.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think any of the farm team employees that we have right now are working in sow farms. I think they're all in GrowFinish environments. GrowFinish plus the remainder of the farm activity, right? So all of the crop production, might be feed manufacturing, things that are going on the farm. So
they could participate in that.
They may participate in some of that depending on how the job description is written.
Okay. But really, it's not somebody that is not part of their operation, that comes in off to the side and does a few things with pigs. This is really a farm employee that you couldn't find or were having tremendous difficulty finding. We got, they're qualified here. Hope this works. Let's support the situation and do our best. Is that?
I think you nailed it.
Okay.
Yep, that's exactly right.
All
right.
Farm biz, farm books, farm team. In
the last one we call farm stats. And that is, farm stats is really MetaFarms records, and we've been doing that for quite some time, but we thought it was important to put the records underneath this umbrella of business services.
Okay, MetaFarms, just to describe for the audience, I know what it is because I see it at some frequency. Can you describe what that is, what MetaFarms is, and if I got any questions, I'll stop you because I want to make sure people really understand what we're talking about.
Sure. So MetaFarms records are really GrowFinish records, and MetaFarms has built a platform to keep track of the GrowFinish information. It's also done a good job of capturing feed mill data, capturing packer information, where that information just, I'm going to say, seamlessly slides into the record system through imports. So
okay, so it's, we're talking about GrowFinish data. A lot, when I look at it, it's in a tabular format. Generally, it functions in a spreadsheet environment. It's on the web. Data entry is on the web. Access is on the web. But I know within this, and you mentioned it before for accounting or the financial side, benchmarking. MetaFarms is awesome for benchmarking because it's totally standardized GrowFinish data. Once you put some set of rules in place, it allows for tremendous farmer-to-farmer comparisons. And so, as you're describing farm stats, that's something we've already been doing quite a bit for our folks that have been with what we call the GrowFinish management or GrowFinish records system. You know, do you know how many folks are in it now? It's a few million pigs that are in the system.
It's a lot of pigs.
Yeah. So there's already benchmarking going on this. It's a natural fit for this group of businesses you're talking about already, and it fits naturally with the concept of benchmarking, which is what we want to do for farmers so they know how they relate to each other performance-wise. And they can see, are they at the top of the game, bottom of the game, in the middle? And I would say that's probably one of the more powerful parts of this, is you look and wonder what your potential is. Well, it's the top performers is the potential. Okay, Jim, did I miss anything? Farm biz, farm books, farm team, farm stats, four new business offerings. Stats would be one that had been there a while, but essentially four business offerings that you are now honchoing. You are heading this thing up. I don't know how nascent this all is, if this is brand new on all levels, or how mature it is. Obviously, we're launching it, so it's mature enough to go.
It's mature enough to go, right. And I would say on the farm book side, we have a platform developed. We have customers that are using it, but it's still a little bit malleable, I would say. We haven't gotten to the point where we are solidly set our ways,
okay,
if you will.
So it's early enough that there'll be some questions to be asked and answered.
Sure, absolutely.
All right. So if anybody listening out there wants to learn more, I would say contact whoever your normal point of contact is for Pipestone initially, if you want. It could be your vet. It could be your relationship holder for the cell farm you're part of. It could be a girl finish person you work with, or call you directly, probably.
Absolutely. Call me directly. I'd be happy to talk to anybody that is interested.
And the name is Jim.
Jim Marzolf.
Marzolf.
Yes.
Marzolf.
You got it.
All right. And your title, I didn't give the title earlier.
Vice President of Business Services.
Vice President of Business Services. All right, Jim. Appreciate you being here. If anybody's got any questions, call Jim. Call any of your Pipestone contacts. Call the office. Ask for somebody. Somebody will get you answers. I'd like to remind any listeners out there to subscribe. Makes it easier to get the feed for the next podcast. And if you would, share this with your friends if you think they would find it interesting. Appreciate you being part of the audience today. This is Spencer. Swine Time Podcast was created for the pork industry and individual pork producers around the country. Hosted by me, Dr. Spencer Wayne, with the Pipestone Veterinary Services. The podcast contains pork industry news, advancements in animal care, and how to enhance your productivity. Monthly podcasts are available on Spotify, Google Music, iTunes, Anchor, and on www.pipestone.com.